Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Betting on You by Lori Ruediman. Sophie, when I both read this one, I gotta say, it kind of shook me. So let me ask you straight up, have you ever felt like your job was supposed to be your safety net, but it turned out to be more of a trap?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's exactly the lie Ruediman is calling out. She says we've been sold this unspoken contract. Be loyal, work hard, keep your head down, and the company will take care of you. But she argues that contract was never real. It's a one-way street where they take everything and give you just enough to keep you hooked.
Right. And she's not some outsider looking in. She was an HR exec, so she's seen the sausage being made. She even ended up in the hospital from burnout. That's when she realized the system doesn't care about you. It cares about shareholder value.
Exactly. And her big pivot is this radical mindset shift. You have to stop seeing yourself as an employee and start seeing yourself as the CEO of your own life. It's not a buzzword, it's survival. Your job is just a transaction. You trade time and skills for money. The moment you expect love, meaning, or family from a corporation, you're setting yourself up for heartbreak.
Yeah, that hit me hard. She says your company will replace you the second your output doesn't justify your cost. They're not your family. Your family loves you unconditionally. Your boss will fire you without blinking if the numbers are off.
And she's especially brutal about company culture. All those perks, the free snacks, the ping pong tables, the team building events. She says those aren't gifts. They're tools of manipulation. They blur the line between work and life, make you feel guilty for leaving at 5 or not checking email on Sunday.
So what's the real test of a healthy workplace? She says it's not the keg in the break room. It's whether they pay you fairly, respect your boundaries, and let you do your work without micromanaging or gaslighting you.
Right.
If you have to drink the Kool-Aid to be successful, that's a cult, not a career. And that brings us to the practical part, building your own personal infrastructure. She breaks it down into 3 key pillars.
Okay, let's get into it. First pillar is financial. You can't bet on yourself if you're living paycheck to paycheck. She insists you need 6 to 12 months of living expenses in the bank. That's your freedom fund.
And it's not just about money, it's about power. When you have that cushion, you can say no to bad jobs and bad bosses. You can walk away without fear. It shifts the balance. Suddenly, they need you more than you need them.
That's so good. And the second pillar is your network. She's all about your network being your net worth, but not in a schmoozy business card way. It's about genuine relationships with people you respect, colleagues, mentors, and peers. You nurture them all the time, not just when you need a job.
Exactly. Your network is your portable safety net. You can't take your company's brand with you, but you can take your relationships. When the restructuring comes, your network is the lifeline that pulls you to your next opportunity.
And then the third pillar, which is probably the toughest, is your relationship with yourself. She gets real about imposter syndrome and anxiety. And she says the first step is to stop trying to be perfect.
Yeah, she talks about embracing your messy middle. The fact that you're flawed and learning and often confused. That vulnerability isn't weakness. It's the foundation of authentic confidence. When you stop pretending, you save the energy you need to actually do your job and plan your next move.
And then she gets into quitting. She says most people stay in bad jobs way too long. They're scared, or they think leaving means they failed. But she reframes quitting as a strategic act of self-preservation.
Right. It's not about a bad day. It's about a systemic pattern.
If your values are consistently violated, your health is deteriorating, or you've stopped growing, it's time to go. And she even gives a guide for quitting gracefully, without burning bridges, and negotiating a better exit package.
So what about the people who decide to stay? She's got a survival guide for them too. She says don't be the office martyr who takes on every project and stays late every night. That behavior gets exploited, not rewarded.
Instead, be strategically valuable. Focus on high visibility, high impact projects. Learn to communicate your wins. And understand the politics without becoming a politician. Know who holds the real power, build alliances, and protect yourself from the backstabbing.
And she doesn't ignore the fact that some people face way more obstacles. She talks about the challenges for women and people of color. She says, just be yourself isn't enough when the system is stacked against you. You need sponsors, not just mentors. People who advocate for you behind closed doors.
And she advises building a posse of like-minded colleagues for support when things get hostile. It's not about victimhood, it's about strategic resilience. You can't change the system overnight, but you can learn to navigate it while protecting your sanity.
And she also calls out managers. She says the best way to retain talent isn't perks, it's respect and fairness. A good manager removes obstacles, pays fairly, and lets you do your best work. If you're a manager, be the leader you wish you had.
Ultimately, this book is about freedom. The freedom to say no, to walk away, to define success on your own terms. She doesn't promise it's easy. Taking ownership means taking responsibility for your failures too. But the payoff is huge. When you bet on yourself, you're no longer at the mercy of forces beyond your control.
And she talks about the long game. Think of your career as a portfolio, not a ladder. Multiple streams of income, side hustles, freelance projects. You can change industries and start over. The modern economy rewards agility, not blind loyalty.
So the core takeaway is simple. The only person you can truly rely on in your career is you. Your employer is a business partner in a transactional relationship. Once you accept that, you stop being a victim and start being an active player in your own life.
For me, the thing I'm taking away is the idea of the emergency fund as actual power. I never thought of it that way. It's not just a safety net, it's leverage. It's the ability to say no. That's huge.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper into these ideas, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So, the bottom line is this: stop betting on the company and start betting on the one person who will never let you down. That's the only bet worth making. We'll see you in the next one.